What's up, Bulls fans? Welcome back to the Whole Lotta Bull podcast. I'm Troy. You can follow me on Twitter at Bulls_Troy, and you can follow the show at Whole Lotta Bull. Bit of a different episode today, guys. I was actually trying to record the World Cup special podcast with my mate Paddy. Unfortunately, there's some audio issues. We couldn't actually get the connections going properly, so we'll try and organise to do that later on in the week. So, and I'll try and come up with some stuff on the fly to actually bring you guys an episode today. Just looking back at a couple of different things. You know, we've seen a video come out today of Kobe White showing off his new... he's playing in one of those pro-am games, showing off what he's been working on during the off-season with Johnny Dribble Too Much. Looks like his handles, like we all know that these are pro-am games, right? Let's just set the table on this one. These pro-am games, they're going against lower level competition. These are obviously, it's not NBA competition for the most part. They're not playing at an NBA level. We know all that, right? Let's just make sure that the table's set on that one. Kobe looked pretty damn good. His handles are looking pretty tight. He had that nice little fadeaway move. Neil from Sirager K mentioned he actually quite liked that move from Kobe. You know, we've seen videos of Patrick Williams come out as well, was showing off what he's done. Now again, let's all just remember that these are prime games. Yes, in the grand scheme of things, these highlights that we see of the players working at playing in these prime games or Chi-Town League or whatever they are, yes, they don't mean anything, but it's just a way for us to see what these guys have been working on and actually putting it into a form of game time practice, even though it is not obviously at the NBA level. We've seen the rumours, or not so much actually the rumours, but we've seen it come out that the Philadelphia 76ers have refused a trade with James Harden. They're planning on hanging on to him to start the season, as they obviously couldn't work out a deal with anybody that they liked. And then James Harden has come out and refused to report to training camp. And then there's a video that's come out from him in China coming out and saying that Daryl Morey is a liar and he will never play for an organization that he is ever a part of ever again. And he basically just wants to say, let me say that again, Daryl Morey is a liar. And so has created quite the stir up within the NBA Twitter community. And obviously, naturally, being Bulls fans, they've started up this whole, should the Bulls look to trade DeMar DeRozan for James Harden? Let me give you my answer to that. No. Fucking hell no. And if I haven't already made myself clear, fucking hell no. Look, stepping back and looking at James Harden, the player, he's still a very good player. He's about roughly the same age as Debo. Yes, he is more a traditional facilitator with point guard averaging 11 assists per game last season. You know, he was still getting these 20 points and all that, and he can obviously spread the court with 3-point shooting, whereas DeMar is more of an ISO, heavy ISO, mid-range scorer. Both somewhat effective. Well, DeMar is extremely effective from the mid-range. James Harden overall is a pretty effective player. He was getting 21 points a game on 14 shots, I think I heard someone say today, whether it was Patton Hayes on Locked On, or it might have been Hayes just himself with Chicago Bulls Central. James Harden, he is an absolute locker room cancer. And I don't say that lightly, because the word cancer, my partner, she deals in the cancer space with children and stuff. So it's a very sensitive topic. So I don't use calling James Harden a locker room cancer lightly. We've all seen what he's done to franchises in the past since he's left Houston. you know, put on the fat suit to get out of Houston, make his way to Brooklyn, and then things didn't go his way with Brooklyn, so he's forced his way out of there. He wanted to reunite with Daryl Morey in Philadelphia. So he finally got that, and you know, it was obviously part of the whole Ben Simmons saga. And now he's doing the same thing in Philadelphia. So why anyone would actually touch this guy, the 10-foot pole, is beyond me. Made a great player, but he's too much of a headache. And that's just not something that you want in your franchise at all. Just trying to think of other quick few bits to talk about on the fly. Expectations going to say, Terry Taylor. He has filled the last roster spot for the Bulls today. He signed an NBA contract. He's now the 15th man on the roster. Well, technically 14th, because Carlyle Jones has an unguaranteed contract, which doesn't become fully guaranteed until January. So we'll see what happens there. But always, and there's, you know, been a lot of fans up in awe and say, oh, you know, Christian Wood was out there, Kelly Oubre was out there, guy I wanted, PJ Washington, was still out there. You know, we've got all these exceptions, like the remaining of the biannual exception, we have the remaining of the mid-level exception, and obviously we have the Lonzo Ball disabled player exception. You know, how can we use any of these assets to go out and get one of these bigger players? And look, that's a fair argument, I understand it. But keep in mind, this is a Jerry Reinsdorf-owned team. He is not going to go and pay the luxury tax for a Christian Wood, for a PJ Washington, for a Kelly Oubre Jr. He's just not going to do it. Like, this is a... He's paid the tax once in the entire time of the luxury tax existence. He has paid the tax once. And he was on the verge of paying it for a second time, but obviously that's when he traded off Luol Deng to get underneath it. So basically, unless this is a bona fide championship contending team, which we know it's not, he is not going to pay the luxury tax. So guys, just forget about it. Until we actually reach a championship level team, regardless of what we think, regardless of how we feel that a championship level team should be built, like, because we are blue in the face, or you should pay the luxury tax to create and help build a championship caliber team. At the end of the day, Jerry's not going to pay the luxury tax until the team that we actually have in place is actually going to compete for a championship. Outside of that, not happening, forget about it. He will do whatever it takes to stay under it, even if that means trading like fan favorite players a la Luol Deng. So we've all seen that. We don't like it, but it's just the way it is, unfortunately. So Terry Taylor sticks around for when you do. I believe it's probably a vet minimum. Well, it would be a veteran minimums deal, I think I heard Will Gottlieb say on CHGO today that it's this type of signing with Terry Taylor is actually not surprising in order to help keep the Bulls under that luxury tax, because anyone with much more years of experience, they have a higher veterans minimum. Therefore, that would have gotten much closer, if not over, tipped over into that luxury tax. Again, Jerry's not going to pay it. So we'll see what... So that's now the roster complete. We don't have to worry about what's going to be happening with the roster anymore. It's set. We're all done. So now there's a couple of Bulls playing some hoops at the moment. Obviously, Carlyle Jones is playing for South Sudan. How he's a South Sudan player has got me stumped. He must have some sort of dual citizenship there in order for him to actually be allowed to play. We have Nikola Vucevic. He's playing for Montenegro. and there was someone on a route Bitum is been playing for Turkey on a route that we also got on the two-way deal. So he's been playing for Turkey. I think these guys have one or two more games left each. I believe actually Matt from C Reggie K, and I can't believe I didn't actually know this. He pointed out that South Sudan is actually here in Australia playing against the Australian Boomers and Venezuela, which the Boomers had actually a pretty big victory over them last night. They actually absolutely dominated Venezuela. And like, as far as South Sudan goes, there's also a Adelaide 36 Sunday deck playing for them as well. So when they've got a face up against the Boomers, I'll actually be hopefully be tuning into that game and seeing how Carleek and my guy from Adelaide, Sunday deck goes play for South Sudan. So yeah, unfortunately guys, not a whole lot of to talk about at the moment, and we are in the dog days of the NBA off-season. As I mentioned at the start, this was supposed to be a World Cup, a FIBA World Cup special, recorded with my mate Paddy, but looks like we're actually going to get together in person to record that, because we did actually start recording and then it would just kick us out, or the audio wasn't working either way. So we'll get that to you later in the week. So yeah, I'll end it there, guys. Sorry I haven't had a pod out for a few weeks. I don't know if you can hear it in my voice still. I've actually haven't been overly well over the last number of weeks. We've had a bit of a couple of head colds, and I think actually also the flu getting around in our house with the two kids and the missus. So yeah, my voice is actually starting to go on me now, so I'm actually all end this recording now. So until next time, guys, see you, Red, go Bulls.